Good morning and welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. If it's your first time joining us or you've been coming here your whole life, we are so glad that you are here to celebrate God with us this morning. We have a special worship service this morning. The people in our senior high work project, the Camp Whitman on Seneca Lake, are going to be sharing their experiences and leading worship today. So that's why we got the matching t-shirts. You guys are doing fine. First, we have some announcements to get us started. I don't see Anne Marie, so I'll do my announcement first. There we go.
Good morning, everyone. I'm sure you noticed coming into church, there was a sign about giving blood. So there'll be a blood drive here at church on August the 21st between 2 to 7 p.m. I put a sign-up sheet on the kiosk, so please, we are urging all of you to sign up because there's a blood shortage for the summer. And by donating blood, they will give you a $5 gift card to Target. So I think that should give you quite an incentive to come, right? So I haven't given blood in a while, but because I'm hosting this drive, I feel like, you know, I have to give. So if I can donate blood, you can too. So please sign up because the Red Cross is depending on you to save a life. Thank you.
We're also announcing that we're looking for a church custodian here at GPC. Our amazing custodian has gotten a full-time position, and so he's moving on, and we need someone to take his place. The work is 22 hours a week. If you've got questions, ask Gordon Chapman or J.C. Ruchon, and they can fill in the details. Or if you know someone who would be a good match, let us know. Any other announcements today? Then let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship God. Thank you.
Thank you.
please join me in the prayer of confession. God of compassion, called to be one body, we fragment ourselves into a million selfish pieces. Though your perfect love is open for us, we are afraid to give our thoughts to the world. The seeds of grace, hope, joy, and love are planted deep within us, so they can bear fruit in our lives. But we resist the same connected to the vine, thinking we can flourish on our own. Abide in us, vine bearer. Forgive us our sin, so we may be able to live fearlessly and proclaim that Jesus Christ and the Lord is here.
Do you feel it there? Deep down in your heart, God's love. Sorry. God's love is alive, beating, breathing in you.
Last week we went to a camp called Camp Whitman, and there we spent the week helping those who were less fortunate, who couldn't help, who were unable to help themselves. We helped clean up fitness centers, we painted churches and houses, we even cleaned off a couple beach houses that were right next to Camp Whitman along the shore.
So since we spent all week helping people, how do you guys help people? How do you guys help people? So why do we help people?
Why do we help people? Because it feels good? That's one reason, yeah. So we can all all help each other together, that's big.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does Jesus want us to help people? He does.
And so you guys keep on helping people here and in your homes, and then when you grow up, you can go help on the work project too. Ready to pray? All right, repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for helping us. May we help other people and make them happy. Amen. All right, going back to your seat.
First reading of the word is from Joshua 4, verses 1 through 9. When the entire nation had finished crossing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Select 12 men men from the people, one from each tribe, and command them, take 12 stones from here, out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood. Carry them over with you, and lay them down in the place where you camp tonight. Then Joshua summoned the 12 men from the Israelites, whom he had appointed, one from each tribe. Joshua said to them, pass on before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder, one for each of the tribes of the Israelites, so that this may be a sign among you. When your children ask in time to come, what do those stones mean to you? Then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off in front of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall be to the Israelites a memorial forever. The Israelites did as Joshua commanded. They took up the 12 stones out of the middle of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites. As the Lord told Joshua, carried them over with them to the place where they camped and laid them down there. Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests stood bearing the Ark of the Covenant had stood, and they are there to this day.
township to the trail, loaded them into wheelbarrows, poured it out, and spread the mulch. And that word, at first, I wasn't sure that it was the most helpful word, worth to all the people. But then when I talked to Marge, and when she explained to us how few people she had helping her out, and how it might have taken her even years to do the work that we did in just that short amount of time, I knew that we were all doing God's work, and it made me feel proud to be a part of this work. And because of that, I would just like to thank this congregation and the youth group for letting me help the Seneca Lake community and all of the other work project sites that I've done in the past.
Shower house, and hopefully there would be hot water.
After this, we would attempt to walk to dinner. I say attempt because more often than not, there were these little six-week-old Yorkie puppies, and more often than not, we got sidetracked. After dinner, we would do an activity. One day it was archery and the low ropes course, or go paddleboarding or tubing on the lake. We would trek back to the dining hall and do devotions. This week I worked with Bill and Mary. I am so thankful for them because they helped me connect, not only to God, but with my fellow freshmen and to the people we worked with. At the end of that, we would stumble our way back through the pitch-black woods to our cabins. Once there, we would find our two absolutely amazing counselors, Andrew and Delaney, trying to start a fire for us. They taught us a ton of these horribly confusing logic games, and were just fun to be around. Once that was done, we would retire to our cabins and hope to fall asleep amidst the crooning frogs and on pieces of wood. In the end, the camp really was the place that allowed us to get up and do it again every morning and do all the work that we did.
We had an amazing group this week. We went out and worked hard and complained not as much as you'd expect. We did a great job connecting with the people in the Finger Lakes community and with each other. And as always, we are so grateful for your support that makes it possible. And we are so glad to keep continuing on the tradition of serving others. Let us all sing together.
Thank you.
30-something-year-old son is needed.
Melina Andalovsky. So last night around 11:15, my mom got a call from her brother saying my grandfather had a stroke. And he had a seizure in the ambulance, and he's in the ICU.
And their leader, and they give us hope for the future. And by golly, we appreciate that. Thank you for all you did this week.
Good morning, Peter Derry. I promised a friend of mine in California that I would ask this congregation for his prayers. He's not a true believer, but he said he'd be very thankful for them. Diagnosed with lung cancer, and his four sisters died at the same issue. So he would appreciate them, and I'd love for you to offer your prayers for him and his family.
I'd like to ask for prayers for this nation and the world, and prayers that the conflict or the tension between North Korea and the U.S. can be resolved peacefully, and also prayers for the nation, and it seems like there's a rise in this white supremacy movement, which is very frightening, and our church needs to stand up and take a position against it and not allow it to go back to where we were years ago.
chance we're taking in meeting our own lies. It seems we need nothing at all. I used to feel I should give away my heart, and it shows that we are needing it there. Then I read the headlines, and it said they're dying there. Thank you.
dedicate these gifts, O Lord, for the work of the church. They come with a prayer that all may know abundance of good and of peace in all places in our world. We ask you to use all that we have and all that we are in your service. Amen.
Of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, be with each and every one of us this day on and forevermore. Amen.